cold again. Start off in the 30s and 40s like last night. And then we'll end up with a sunny afternoon tomorrow with the high temperatures about 70-ish. Clouds are rolling in without a chance of afternoon and especially evening and overnight showers Thursday through midday Friday. They'll move out and dries out for the rest of the weekend. 70-ish Thursday and Friday and low to mid-70s under sunshine each day Saturday and again on Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, March 23rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, March 24th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd, March 24th at the Castine Center in Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into my show, William Wallace for America. I'm going to go quick today because we got a bunch of good things in here going on with not only Jerry Smith, who's in studio. I'm going to have another caller call in later. But I want you to keep in mind my friend Christy Lynch when you're voting for State Central Committee over there in Algiers. Keep her in mind. She's going to do a great job in helping to reform the party, bring some values back to the people. And she's got a good connection with the people. And I want you to check into her and vote for her this Saturday, Christy Lynch. And with me today is Jerry Smith, running for judge. Jerry, thank you so much for being on with me today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, good afternoon, William. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, we had such a good interview the first time. I said, man, I got to have you back on for some more.
No, I really appreciate it. I always enjoy being on with you.
Well, you know, it's a relaxing conversation that I like to have with you that I think it helps people get to know you a little bit better. And with things that are going on right now, you got three people in a heated race. You know, what I like about you is you're just kind of letting you be you and letting you be seen by other people, I guess, if you will. You know, you're not trying to run any kind of a special promotion about you. You're just kind of letting people know more about you.
Well, yeah, that's right, William. I just try to tell people about my 24-year career as an attorney and then also my 13 years as a prosecutor, most of it here in Jefferson Parish and some of the issues that come up in court, because a lot of people just don't understand why the selection of a judge is going to impact their life. And so not only do we have to tell them about us as candidates, but we also need to teach them about the system and why certain things are important for a candidate to have.
You know, everybody's arguing about who has more experience, who's got, you know, and then, no, I got more experience. No, I got more experience. And of course, I'm saying it that way just to kind of be funny, but the reality is that's kind of what some people hear when it comes to that. But what I think is not only important about ethics, or not only as important as experience, is prudence, temperance, you know, having a personality that is going to be caring and compassionate. You're going to listen, those kind of things. And that's kind of what I'm looking for when I talk to you.
Well, I've practiced law for, like I said, 23 years, and in that time, I have appeared in front of probably over 100 judges, and you really get, when you have that experience in the courtroom, you get to learn what are good traits for a judge to have and what are bad traits for a judge to have. And you kind of put it together throughout your career and say, this is how I can best serve the people as judge if I do these kinds of things. And I don't want to get myself in trouble here, but there's certain judges in the past that I've been in front of who I don't know if it's the ink in the robe, it seeps into their brain or what, but you know, they were nice people before they became judges, and then they really use that position. It's a great position of power, and they use it to wield it over people and make make people miserable and be mean, and that is just the wrong place for it because you just have too much power to let that happen.
You're referring to something that's happening a lot in this country that I've talked about before, that there's a lot of judges that are legislating from the bench. And they take that power that they get behind, you know, under the robe and behind the gavel, and they use it for law and order in their opinion, but oftentimes it's taken away freedoms and liberties from other people without true justice. Am I saying it the right way?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what everybody's seeing across the country right now is the weaponization of the judicial system. And you're seeing judges taking their political ideology and making decisions based on that and not making decisions based on the evidence and the laws. And that is just so dangerous to have. And that's what happens when you have political judges. And for that reason, I have not sought the endorsement from a single elected official. I think it's very inappropriate in judicial races. Judges are your last line of defense against the government. When they do something that you don't like, your choice is you can take them to court and let a judge decide. And if you walk in there and that judge was put there by whatever political official you're litigating against, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance of getting justice.
And not only that, but if that judge is going to act in a political way, they're not really leaning towards the justice system. So you're not going to get not only equal justice, you're going to get the opinion from a judge instead of the laws that he's supposed to interpret.
Well, that and if you just use the analogy of you go to a soccer game and it's one team against the other, and then in the middle of the game, the referee starts kicking the ball for one team and trying to help them score. I mean, that's exactly what can happen. Right. And so it's
Making up their own rules.
Right. We're making up their own rules or deciding if they're going to take one team out of the game and just let the other one play against an empty field. I mean, it needs to be a fair, even playing field. And that's why it's so important to have independent judges.
So that would be like legislating from the whistle.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
So you made a statement a few minutes ago that made me think of an analogy. You said that you've been in front of about over 100 different judges. So you have the experience of being on the other side of a judge to know what you would expect from a judge. And you've been able to witness enough judges to know what a good judge is or to know the traits of a judge that you would like to be, that you see as being good for others, not only following the laws and procedures, but able to do it in a compassionate way. Is that a good analogy to make from being on the other side of the bench?
Sure. And what I would further say about that is that the judge is supposed to be there as a public servant. It is a public service job. And people should go into it with that mindset because remember, this always sticks in my head, Lou Holtz from a commencement speech he gave where he said, "I'm here to serve you. What can I do for you today?" And that's the way judges should treat people when they walk into the courtroom is, "I'm here for y'all today to help you reach a solution to the thing that you disagree about." And maybe that means trying the case. Maybe that means we find common ground and y'all settle it. But they're there to be in service to the people in front of them.
So do you think that the two judges that ruled against Trump, do you think they said that when Trump walked in the courtroom?
No comment.
But that's a good example of a judge that's not following laws and procedures and is there legislating from the bench doing things, you know, at his discretion. Now, of course, that's a far reach from where, you know, from here in Jefferson Parish. But the example, I'm making that example because that's kind of the things that we're trying to avoid. We're trying to have fine judges who are going to be fair, impartial, follow the law, serve the people. And that's more of what I want to emphasize.
Right. And I've used this example over and over because it's one that people can relate to. Let's say you don't like your property tax assessment. You feel like you're overassessed and your property's really not worth that much, but you get your property tax assessment, you disagree, and the tax assessor says, "I'm sorry, but it is what it is." Your recourse is you go file suit in the 24th JDC, and you say, "These are the reasons why I think my tax assessment is too high." So when you walk into the courtroom, you want to be in front of a judge who was not put there with the help of the tax assessor.
Right.
I mean, it's very difficult to get justice. And I'll say it again. I'm just picking on our assessor because it's an easy example to use. I really like our assessor. But that's something that people need to think about when they look at political endorsements for judicial seats.
So just like the analogy of being on the other side of the bench, when you're, you know, an attorney in front of a judge, you've seen good judges, bad judges, you've seen ones that, that follow the procedures the right way, court making courts efficient, you've had a chance to be to see what needs to happen on the other side. When we come back from the break, I keep hearing this 96% analogy, and it's something that when I've heard it in the arguments from both sides, I kind of a question came to my mind, and we'll talk about that after the break, and get your opinion on that, and we'll talk about more of that here on William Wallace for America. And by the way, guys, today is an election day, believe it or not, for the RNC. You can actually vote for me for delegate if you go down today to 3801 Causeway, North Causeway, and you're going to go, I'll give you the four when we get back here, and you can go up there and cast a vote for me for delegate for RNC for the upcoming Republican National Committee. That's today. I'll get you the address again when we come back here on William Wallace for America.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right, everybody. Don't forget about my friend Christy Lynch over there on the West Bank in Algiers. And today is the Republican National Convention delegate election, and it's at 3801 North Causeway, Suite 302. You get to go cast a vote. If you're a registered Republican, you can just go cast a vote, and you can decide who within the party gets to go to the National Republican Convention to be able to cast their vote for the presidential nominee. It's a way of having your voice heard within the party instead of having establishment-minded people always making decisions. I'm not making any kind of a slander or criticism on anybody in there. I'm just saying, in general, when the people get involved, you're able to have more of your voices heard. And if you go today to 3801 North Causeway Suite 302, between 4:30 and 7:30 tonight, you can vote. I'm running for delegate. I would love to have your vote, please. And check it out there. We're with Jerry Smith. So, Jerry, the question was, I keep hearing in some of the debates I've listened to about this 96%. And some, you know, and somebody likes to say that they've served 96% of the people that have been in the trial. Somebody says, well, I actually represent the 4%. And I'm like, that's a big, huge swing there. You got 4% versus 96%. What's more important in that? I'm not a judge. I don't know about this. That's why I'm asking you, because you know what you're talking about.
Well, the funny thing is that in my 23 years of experience, I've served the 96% and the 4%. So you need to be able to do both. I was laughing. My father-in-law is a retired oncologist. And he said, you know, that's like if they went to hire me at the hospital and they said, well, have you ever given chemotherapy to anybody? And he said, well, no, but that's not important because 96% of the consults that come in don't require chemotherapy. And they say, well, hold on a second. What happens if somebody needs chemotherapy? And he goes, well, I'm here to serve the 96. I mean, it's those ones that need chemotherapy where the doctor is most needed. And it's the same thing in the courtroom. It's those 4% of cases that go to trial. And number one, I'm not even acquiescing to that statistic. Right. I don't even believe that statistic, but it just is repeated often. And
I keep hearing it all the debates.
Right, right. Well, and look, when you don't have any trial experience, when you have never tried a case, you've got to say something. I mean, if you're a candidate for office and you've never tried, you're a candidate for a trial court judge, and you've never had a trial, you've got to say something. So the only thing you can say is to diminish the importance of the trial experience, which is just insane because it is critical that a judge have tried cases and tried them so often that the rules of evidence and the rules of procedure are, they know them like the back of their hand.
So do you think that trial experience for a judge is important 96% of the time, 4% of the time, or 100% of the time?
100% of the time. I mean, it's because look, the other thing is those 96%, the reason they don't go to trial is because they're negotiated, and they're negotiated very often with the help of the court. And when, I mean, if you look at mediators, which are essentially private judges that parties hire to try to work out their differences, and mediators are always retired attorneys of 30, 40 years, retired judges, because they know what strengths and weaknesses of a case actually do matter and how they can be used by either side and have a more realistic understanding of what is actually at risk here if you take this case to trial.
So the 4% is 100. So the 4% that go to trial, that caseload, 4%, is actually 100% of the judge's caseload.
Well, it's
basically, I mean, if only 4% go to trial, then that 4% is 100% of the caseload almost.
Well, I mean just, in criminal cases, it's different in criminal and civil. In criminal cases, if that is true that 4% of those cases go to trial, those are because the court has been overseeing the discovery process in preparation for trial, motions practice in preparation for trial, and all of these things that are done in preparation for trial, and only at that point do the parties realize the weaknesses in their own case and the strengths of their own case, and that's when cases settle, and you end up with that 96%. That 96% is a product of the 4%.
I got you. I guess now I'm seeing the light a little bit more. That's referring more to criminal cases. As a judge, you're going to get all kinds of other cases, so that 96%, 4% does not even apply in those debates that I'm hearing. That 96 and 4% does not even apply to all the other types of cases that you're going to get, like divorces and child custody and stuff like that. Is that correct?
Exactly. And in civil cases, the word trial means something different than it does in a criminal case. In a criminal case, a trial is used to be the ultimate determination of fact. What the jury or the judge decides, this is factual, this is what happened, and the case is done at that point, essentially on that level. In a civil case, many things that you do are considered trials. If you have a motion for summary judgment and it's contested, you have both sides presenting their argument and their evidence, and then a ruling is made. That is also a trial. And so you can have a civil case that has two dozen trials within it before you get to the end of the case. So there, in civil trial is just much more, they're almost every case, you know, is going to have a trial in it of something.
So punishment. That while that 4% sounds like a small number, it's actually exponentially bigger because of the other cases that are involved in the courtroom. But I have another question for you. So, you know, I've done a lot of interviews with people who've represented really bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Or just criminals. I mean, I actually interviewed Norm Pattis a while back, and he represented Alex Jones. And when I interviewed him, he talked about some of the heinous some of the cases that were heinous crimes were committed on people that he represented the bad guy. And when I asked him, I said, "Well, how could you feel good about representing the bad guy?" His answer to me was that that they all need justice. Like, and while it might be, he might not get justice, meaning not guilty, you know, everybody needs to be taken through the court process in a way that is fair to both sides, because when it might be fair to him, but it's also fair to the people that elected the judge. I don't know if you see where I'm going with this, but you know, it's respectful to the process when you give even a criminal, you know, a fair trial. And not only that, but like the example we brought up earlier, that you're an attorney on the other side of a judge, you're learning what a judge needs. So when you are representing somebody who might be guilty, might be a criminal, might have committed a crime, and you're still representing them, does that teach you how to be on the other side when you are a judge or when you're a prosecutor?
Well, when you're a judge, there is only one side, and that is the side of justice. And the two parties in front of you, they're going to argue their case, present their evidence, and either the judge or jury is going to make the ultimate determination. Now, if you look at where our Sixth Amendment came from, it came from when we came from England. In England, you didn't have a right to have an attorney represent you. You didn't have a right to speak on your own behalf. I mean, it was they told you sit down and shut up, and we're going to determine that you're guilty. So when the founders created this country, they made the Sixth Amendment, which enshrines the right of having counsel to represent you. Now, that I'll tell you that personally, as an attorney, that doesn't mean that I take every case that comes in the door. As a matter of fact, I turn away more cases than I take because I need to sleep at night. This is my parish where I live. This is my community. I have young children, and I would not take a case that I was uncomfortable with what the person did. Now that they still have a right to be represented. And one other point on that is in St. Tammany, they've been having a problem with having enough attorneys, enough indigent defenders to represent people. So I went, when I went out on my own, I went to the public defender and I offered my services. And I said, look, I'm happy to take some appointments from you because it helps the entire system move forward.
Right.
If the accused doesn't have an attorney, nothing can happen on the case.
So sometimes representing the bad person means justice for everybody in our population.
It's just a necessary part of the system. If you do not have people representing the accused, then the system grinds to a halt. And when you're representing the accused, your job is not to find out any way you can to get them out of what they did. It's to protect their rights.
Before we go to break, do you think that experience will make you a better judge?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've worked on both sides of every type of case that comes in before the court, and that experience is exactly what is needed.
Which is what a judge needs, yes. Like you said, to see to know both sides.
Yes, it's critical and it's required.
Gotcha. Awesome. We're going to be back here after the break here on William Wallace for America on WGSO. Don't remember, if you guys want to vote for delegate, go down to 3801 North Causeway.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The House Transportation Committee has approved legislation that would prevent state or local governments from placing restrictions on buying or selling gas-powered vehicles. It's to prevent government mandates that a certain percentage of vehicles on the road should be electric. Lake Charles Representative Philip Tarver is the author of the proposal.
Freedom of choice is inherent in our daily lives, and this choice needs to be preserved as technology continues to develop.
In Natchitoches, Sabine, and Rapides parishes, the Central Louisiana Violent Crime Abatement Team's two-day detail resulted in the arrest of 55 individuals and 83 citations were issued. Trooper Casey Wallace says the collaborative effort of multiple agencies recovered meth, cocaine, heroin, and different narcotics.
I think they even actually got a second-degree murder suspect out of Shreveport identified off of a traffic stop. He actually ended up being a passenger in one of those traffic stops, what I'm understanding.
The goal of the operation was to detect, identify, and apprehend individuals involved in various criminal activities. LRN.
Did you and your family lose Louisiana Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
All right, welcome back to WGSO. William Wallace for America here. And remember, my friend over there on Algiers, Christy Lynch, vote for her when it, on Election Day in Algiers. Just look for her name on the ballot. Know it's the right thing to do. She's a good friend of mine, and I'm happy to support her and promote her because of the fact that she is good, so willing to do a good job from the inside to help vet more of our elected officials that are getting, you know the deal. Once they get in, if they're not vetted properly, they become perpetual. And anyway, you know the story. We need more activist grassroots people in there, and Christy Lynch is one of them. With me is Jerry Smith, and we're talking about the importance of having experience on both sides, prosecution and defense. And I don't think it makes – this is just my opinion because I've interviewed so many other attorneys on a national level. Like I said, Norm Pattis, Elizabeth Franklin Best, and – I once was the guy that said, how dare people be able to defend those criminals? And then when you listen, to the reasoning and you really start to understand the judicial system and you understand the legal system, you begin to see that a defense isn't necessarily a defense of their actions as much as it is defending the legal system and helping society. Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, it's not just a helping defend the legal system. It is required under our legal system. You have to have attorneys who represent the accused. Now, I do want to take a minute to say, I mean, I prosecuted for 13 years. I prosecuted, 10,000 or more people for crimes. I have defended very few people, but even having that small amount of experience doing it really opened my eyes to the other side. And you see, it just gave very good perspective to see how see how both sides come at it.
Does it mean you're soft on crime at all?
I think there's a rodeo team at Angola that would beg to differ about that.
Okay.
I mean, I've convicted many murderers, and I mean, it's not funny, but I've convicted many right. murderers, rapists. I was talking to the Hispanic radio station this morning. I was saying I had to try an entire murder trial in Spanish one time because all the witnesses spoke Spanish, and the victim of the murder was a day laborer. And so that's another thing that you have to learn is how to try a case in another language.
So you don't see it as being when you do criminal defense work at all. You see it as experience to help a judge become a better judge in the judicial system.
Absolutely.
Got
Absolutely.
It. Got it. I love that. So let's talk a little bit about what you're going to bring to this. We've talked before in our last interview about some things. You know, taking over a prior judge's position that actually did a great job at upgrading the court. I mean, there's a lot of people that not only love what he did, but see it as kind of a shining star, a little trophy, if you will, that we have here, because he actually made national recognition. Is that correct?
Yes, he was on the cover of the American Bar Association Journal, and he is known as kind of the technical guru of the country when it comes to judges, and he's been very proactive with that. He's created some procedures that have spread around the country, and people are using them everywhere. And he honestly, look, I know how Scott Schlegel handled his docket, and I know what it looks like. And he left it for whoever does take that seat, which I hope it's me, he left it in very, very good shape. It's going to be a very easy transition. He did not let cases get old and wither on the vine. All of his docket is current, and like you mentioned, he has a lot of technological measures in place that really assist the system move.
So the bar is really high.
It is.
How are you gonna fill those shoes?
I prosecuted cases with Scott Schlegel. We convicted two murderers together in front of Hans Liljeberg many years ago. I can keep up with him.
No, I look. I'm beginning to see him talking with you. Begin to believe that.
I'm glad you're beginning.
Well, I say that, but I want more people to really know you a little bit more. You know, a lot of times I ask some basic questions and some things because the average listener that isn't, you know, they're not really experienced in the legal system. You know, they don't know politics that much. Maybe they're listening to the narratives, they listen to the hot topics, but they're getting mailers. You know, they're getting little bits of information here and there from candidates. And I think the best way to really get to know somebody is just to have a conversation with them and learn a bit more about them. Let's talk about your family.
Oh, all right, great. My wife, Lauren, we met at the district attorney's office. She was a prosecutor as well. She prosecuted in Jefferson Parish family violence for 5 years. And as you can imagine, that type of work gets a little heavy at times. And she decided 12 years ago that she wanted to go out and sell real estate. And she has become in the top five real estate agents in Jefferson Parish. We live right near St. Catherine Church, where we're very active with the church and the school. Although I'm 50 years old, I have a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old. And so I'm realizing how old I actually am. But they go to school a block and a half away at St. Catherine. And we love spending time watching them grow up with this education, the same one that my wife and I had growing up. On top of that, I've volunteered my time to Tulane Law School for 7 years to teach trial advocacy, where we go and teach the second and third year students. They get judges and very active attorneys to go in there and teach them how to actually practice law. Law school teaches you about books. They need people who are practitioners to go and teach them about what actually happens in court, how to present your case, what is professional to do to opposing counsel, to the court. Those are things that need to be taught. And so I volunteered my time for 7 years for that. And I've just always been very active in charitable work. I started a Hogs for the Cause team, which for anybody that knows, a charity barbecue competition. My team has raised over $100,000 for children with pediatric brain cancer. And we've now built two hotels at children's hospitals, one here in New Orleans, one in Baton Rouge, about to break ground on a third one in Jefferson Parish.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the stuff that really, I think everybody needs to spend their time giving back to the community without being asked.
I think that's one of the most important things that citizens can do, not only to have, improve our local governments, our state governments, but our national government. But it's also when you're sitting in a position, an elected position, I think it's important to give back to show the community that, you know, that you are involved in such a way. You got your ears open to the community. You got your ears open listening to the people. That's going to be, it's going to have to be a challenge, I guess, when you're out in public and, you know, how does a judge address that? You're out in public and you happen to run into somebody that's going through your court system. How does that work?
Well, you just can't. I mean, there's two real issues there. First off, you cannot have any what's called ex parte communication with any party or litigant who has a matter before you. It means I can't go talk to the judge. If I'm the lawyer, I can't go talk to the judge on the side, take him to lunch and talk about the case. The second part of it is public perception. And we talk about this. We tell jurors this when they're selected to be on jury, tell them you can't say good morning to the attorney, because somebody may see you saying good morning to one of the attorneys and not hear what you said and assume that you said something else. So it's not only making sure that you do not overstep any of the lines of what's improper, but it's also important that you never give the appearance that you're overstepping the lines of what's improper.
Right.
Because the public needs to know that the judges are completely impartial and only there to decide cases based on the facts and the law and not on who the attorney is or who the party is in front of them.
So you're keying into something. So there's a whole nother set of rules. There's a whole nother set of understandings, if you will, for a judge to know or an attorney and a judge to know outside of the courtroom. Do you think that experience only comes from either being a judge or having tried cases with a judge? So it's not just saying, okay, if you get elected to be a judge, I can open this manual, how to be a judge. And no, there's a manual on, you know, how to live your life outside of being a judge.
Judging for Dummies?
Yeah, judging. Right.
No, these are things you get to learn them, and they become secondhand just part of how you act professionally before the court, because as an attorney, I'm friends with a lot of the judges and we go to lunch, but I know that I have to withhold talking to them about a case that may appear before them. I got a phone call. I was talking to a court of appeals judge the other night, and he called me, and he was just asking me what was going on. And I was about to talk about something. I said, wait, I can't talk about that. It's a matter that may come up to the court of appeals. So I cut it off. And it's just knowing that just inherently that you control yourself and you never let that happen. And that happens from having decades of practice of law.
So there's a code of ethics within the courtroom, and there's a code of ethics outside the courtroom.
Well, it's all the same code of ethics, but you need to know it. And
it's all tied together.
Right, it is all tied together.
But I mean,
right.
It's kind of like if you're, it's one thing to say you know what's happening inside the courtroom, but it's another thing to say you know it has to happen outside the courtroom with experience.
Well, and you need to know how to act at work, and you need to know how to act when you're not at work. It's important that you know both. And you know, when I was just talking to you about the rules for juries, I mean, you get that. I know that because I've tried over 100 jury trials.
Right.
And if you've tried zero jury trials or zero judge trials, that is just – there's nothing that can substitute for that experience. It becomes part of who you are as an attorney, and it becomes part of who you will be as a judge.
So this is – let's say you're 50 years old. Is this as a term-limited job?
You cannot run for a judicial seat if the term would begin after your 70th birthday. So you can continue on a term. If you get elected when you're 69, you can stay until you're 75, but you can't start a term after your 70th birthday.
So there's no term limits on a seat?
None, not by number of term. It's only by age.
Okay. I find that pretty interesting too, in such a way that it automatically term limits out some judges.
Well, and some judges have fought it too. One in Orleans a few years ago tried to fight it and took it up to the Supreme Court, and they said, "No, I'm sorry, it's part of the Constitution."
Yeah,
I mean, it's in the Constitution of the state. So how can it be unconstitutional?
Right, exactly. Some people just can't take no for an answer. Well, we're going to bring you back on after the break here, Jerry, in just a second. Everybody else, please, like I said, remember our friend Christy Lynch. Remember, if you want to make some changes within the party, there's an election today at 3801 North Causeway. And let their voice be heard over there. And we'll be back on the break here on William Wallace for America on WGSO 990 AM.
Many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All my friends are searching. All right, everybody. We are back with Jerry Smith here on my show, William Wallace for America, and we are going to let him have a couple minutes here to kind of let people know some final thoughts and final words before Election Day this Saturday.
It is this Saturday. And no, it's been great. I really appreciate you having me on. Last time I did run before in 2020, I ran, and it was during COVID. There were 8 hurricanes that were pointed towards us during the 3 months leading up to the election. But because of COVID, I couldn't knock on doors. If you knocked on somebody's door and you weren't wearing a mask, half of the people would be offended. If you were wearing a mask, the other half of the people were going to be offended. And so it's just great to be able to now actually go out and interact with people, because when I go and knock on somebody's door, and talk to them, the biggest thing that I'm finding is that people just don't understand, don't really understand the whole, how important the judicial system is and what is needed in a judge. And we were talking about during the break, I said, you know, I think a lot of people just never envision themselves being in a courtroom, but sometimes you don't know it's coming. I mean, you could get sued and you did nothing wrong. Somebody can still sue you and you go to court. You could get mistaken identity charged with a crime. You may be a victim of a crime. There are all kinds of things that you never plan that can bring you into a courtroom, and it is just of critical importance that a judge know what they're doing from day one. And so I'm just asking everyone to learn about the race that we have, read up on the candidates, read the NOLA.com comparison piece was fantastic. And make their decision, and then go out and vote on March 23rd. It's going to be a very, very low turnout election. And so that's why it is critical for every single vote, every single informed vote, to get out there and vote. And I'll ask people to please consider voting for me.
I love that. And like you said, I love the fact that you were very positive about this, because I think that too often in a low voter turnout race, we don't get enough people turn out, obviously. But when that happens, we get not only sometimes the wrong people elected, but that's how they get taxes in. It seems that all the bad things happen. You know, it's like all the bad election results happen when not enough people are showing up to vote. And so the more people that show up, the less bad things that happen, right?
Right. Well, it all depends on, like I said, an educated vote. I mean, everybody has a right to own a gun. I'm not saying that everybody should go out and buy a gun. You need right. to educate yourself
exactly
first before you do that.
So yeah, no, I thought the same thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you need to educate yourself before you go and exercise that constitutional right. And it's the same thing for voting. I mean, if you're going to vote, then you have a responsibility to go out and learn about what you're voting about and make an informed decision. Bad things happen, too, when you have very high voter turnout races and you have things that are way down the ballot. And people walk in and they say, I have no idea what that is, and they make a selection anyway.
So I would say that if the people of Jefferson Parish want to have a say in our judicial system, and they want to know that the system is running smoothly, efficiently, and serving the people, that at the very least they need to show up to vote this Saturday, and even on an even bigger scale, they need to educate themselves on the candidates.
Absolutely. And I hope after they do that, they will make the conclusion that I am the better choice in this race and vote for me.
Jerry Smith, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, William.
Thanks for being on the show today. I really appreciate it a lot. We're going to have Christy Lynch on here in a second. Christy Lynch, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Christy, I've been talking about you. And talking about how you're my friend, and I think that you're going to do some really good things for the party and politics. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to come in here and visit, take some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show, William.
You're
I just
welcome.
Wanted to let everybody know in 7B, which is primarily Algiers, a little bit of Tarrytown, and part of Plaquemines Parish, that we are on the move in the Republican Party. We want to consolidate our voice. We want to amplify our voice, and we want to have interaction with candidates. We want to have a grassroots groundswell movement of Republicans in these sparsely Republicanly dominated, or not dominated areas, but we want to be able to make certain that people know that we are there and we are ready to speak up for ourselves.
Let's talk about the position that you're running for. What exactly are you running for?
I am running for Republican leadership at the state level. I'm already in at the parish level, so I'm already serving on the Orleans Parish Republican Executive Committee, but now I'm also running for state leadership, which means I am running for the Republican State Central Committee to represent Algiers, part of Tarrytown, and part of Plaquemines on the state level to make certain that they know our concerns and that they hear our grassroots voice. So I intend to consolidate and amplify our voice in these areas.
Why don't you tell the people what that does? What does that position do?
Well, what we can do is we're sort of like the precinct captains of the individual precincts that we represent. So we are able to get in touch with fellow Republicans, have town hall meetings where we can come together, hear each other's concerns, and then be able to have a large voice, a large presence when we ballot, when we vote on election day, and that people see that this is a large voting block. So therefore, I will have to listen to these Republicans because they're faithful to vote. And as I listen to them, I'm going to hear what the Republican, the conservative values are. And therefore, I am going to be aware of this voting block that is going to be asking me, what am I doing with relationship to these individual values?
Let me know if I understood this correctly. So basically, you are going to represent Republicans on a precinct level, and you're going to represent them when it comes time to cast a vote within the Republican Party on rules and procedures on how the Republican Party operates in Louisiana. Is that correct?
That's partially it, but also, too, when it comes to general elections, if we are gathering and meeting together through town halls, we can also have an influence as Algiers residents, and Tarrytown and Plaquemines, too, but as Algiers residents, we know that you primarily can't carry several districts in several parts of the city of New Orleans unless you can carry Algiers. So we intend to be a dominant voice in Algiers for Republican values, for conservative values, for being fiscally responsible, and also to make certain that there's economic opportunity for all of our citizens and an ability to be able to generate an opportunity to be self-actualization is what I call it, but to be able to style your life as you see fit instead of having so much government overreach. So we'll be pushing back against government overreach in general elections, as well as being represented at the state level.
Christy,
so I
before
hope I made myself clear.
Well, no, you have, but we got about a minute left. Could you tell us your name, your ballot, where they can vote for you, and all that good stuff?
Yes, this Saturday, District 7B. My name is Christy Lynch, and my number is 73 on the ballot. So look for 73, Christy Lynch. Vote for me for Republican State Central Committee.
Absolutely love it. Christy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you, William.
All right, we'll talk soon. Everybody else, you hear it. Saturday is an election day. If you don't use your vote, somebody's going to use your registration. Don't believe me? Listen to some of my shows. I've talked about on this. You can research it. The ballot harvesters pick registrations that aren't being used to be able to create ballots, to be able to use your registration to help their candidate of choice, which very often is not going to be your candidate of choice or your tax of choice. So get out and vote. And 3801 Cleary, North Causeway, like I told you for tonight. Thank you for tuning into my show, William Wallace for America.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune-in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.